faith is from hearing the Word of God and in a choice to trust what He said and to do what He said. And it's no more difficult than that.
Is simply believing what God has already said in His Word. Today, Jeremy Pearsons and Pastor Keith Moore reflect on becoming God inside minded. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, let's join Jeremy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. It's been our privilege all week long to sit at this table around the Word of God with Brother Keith Moore. Sir, thank you once again
so much
for being a part of this.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. I know my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, have received so much from the Word of the Lord, the way it's come through you and your ministry, and all of us have. I know people watching, they get excited. Brother Keith's on, Brother Keith's on. And I get excited. We get excited at our house,
too. Yeah, me too.
And so I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria, for allowing me this opportunity. And I'm just thankful to them for yielding to the call of God on their lives and the impact that it's had on the world. God is so good. He's so good to use us in spite of ourselves and to give us a calling. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this one. And yesterday on our broadcast, we ended by talking about the importance of being quick to believe. Mm-hmm. If you've missed any of these broadcasts, let me tell you, you need to go back to kcm.org right now, download them, watch them, get caught up with us, because these are things that are going to be keys, if you will, that are going to unlock and remove some hindrances in your life, some things you feel like you've been in faith on for a long time and maybe confused or frustrated why you hadn't been walking in it. And the Word is clear about it. And if it hadn't been working, look to the Word to find out why, because it will show you. We've been looking yesterday, like I said, at the importance of being quick to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the strong tie that has with being tenderhearted.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the way these things come together. And all this week talking on these broadcasts about humbling ourselves, being real with the Father, being honest with Him. There are those that would, watch this, pride themselves in their analytical mind, in their propensity to let me think about that a little bit and process it, and I'll give you an answer on that. And there's nothing wrong with using your mind and using the gift that the Lord gave you, but He never gave that to you so that you'd question Him or question His Word. And no matter how great a thinker you are, there needs to be this childlikeness in us that's quick to believe.
That's right.
And that example you even showed us in comparing Mary, that young woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was young.
Yeah.
Comparing her and her quickness to believe when the angel of the Lord came to her. And then just a few verses before that, was it Zacharias?
Zacharias.
And an older man.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to see that time is going to do one of two things to you. It's either going to harden your heart or it's going to make you tender. And my personal testimony is that I've watched my grandfather. He's older now than he's ever been, I've noticed. But you know what else? I believe he's more tender than he's ever been.
Thank you, Lord.
And our family can see that. And kids and grandkids and now great-grandkids who love to be around Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And kids don't really have time for hard-hearted people,
found. No.
But the process of time in your life, it should be working in us an openness and a tenderness to the Lord that we ought to be quicker to believe today than we've ever been before.
That's right.
Can we build on this today as we wrap this week
Absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely.
Let's go where the Lord would have us go.
What you're saying there, Jeremy, there's no such thing as growing up spiritually, developing spiritually, without developing in love and faith. They are the same. And so when somebody develops and grows, you're talking about like Brother Copeland, you're going to see a development in love and a development in faith. It's if we're maturing and we're developing, they're inseparable.
Yeah.
And we started out the broadcast this week dealing with some issues that I know in my few years of ministry I keep coming across. All of us have touched on this, is that when it comes to getting what you need, your healing, your finances, whatever it might be, and you can't produce it yourself, and somebody else can't produce it for you, it's going to take a miracle. People have trouble with that word, but the word literally means the power or force that makes possible. It's power manifested. And if you don't believe in miracles, power that makes possible, then you don't believe in God. And if you don't believe in the power that made the virgin birth possible and the power that made the physical resurrection possible, then you're not a Christian if you don't believe those things. You can't be heady and go, well, isn't it Jesus' teachings that are the most important thing? Is it really that important that I believe in a virgin birth and a physical resurrection? It's all important. Mm. If you don't believe in those things, you're not a true Christian. Mm-hmm. You can't be. You can't be born again without believing that. And so the proof of God is all around us. What power makes possible our sun and our gravity and our solar system and the universe and our lives and our bodies? People say, there's no proof of God. It's everywhere. Yeah. Proof of God is all around us. And He has ordained that the way we tap into, we access this life-changing, miraculous power is faith. It's faith. And two things that many church-going people have believed and allow the enemy to hinder them from what they need. One is some idea that we're waiting on God. Somehow, just keep begging God, and somehow, someday, maybe it'll happen. So we just keep waiting. And it's just not true. We're not waiting on Him. Things that He's already bought and paid for, what's been provided by grace must be possessed by faith. Sure. It's up to us. But then secondly, some people have gotten out of that ditch, got in the ditch on the other side and go, I got this faith thing. Oh yeah, we all got faith. That's not the problem. Got to look somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, faith is from hearing the Word of God and in a choice to trust what He said and to do what He said. And it's no more difficult than that. If we will hear from Him and then do what He said, and then just step back and let Him do it, we'll have miracles. I know that sounds too simple, but it works just like that every time. There's something we touched on yesterday that I'd like for us to go a little bit further. In 1 Timothy 1, we saw where John chose to believe and Thomas chose not to believe, where Mary chose to believe, Zacharias chose not to believe, and that faith is a choice. In 1 Timothy 1:13, Paul brings out that he was before a blasphemer and persecutor and injurious. He said, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Paul, who was Saul, persecuting the church, got saved, became Paul, an apostle of the Lord. He said, I was doing that in unbelief, and unbelief because of ignorance. Mm-hmm. If we look in John talking about Thomas, but also in Hebrews, it brings out that without going there and taking the time, the Israelites delivered from Egyptian bondage, it says they could not enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. Mm. And you'll see it's a different word. It means unpersuadable.
Yeah.
It's not that they didn't know there was a promised land. It's not that they didn't know God had power to get them in. Think about all the signs they had seen in their deliverance coming. They knew God could do things.
Yeah.
But they chose not to. They chose to be obstinate and hard-hearted.
Hard-hearted, yeah.
And slow to believe. You got to prove it to me. You got to show it. And what you referred to earlier, and people thinking, I'm so brilliant, and if I can't understand it, I'm not going to believe it and accept it. Mm-hmm. Well, you're never going to understand everything.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is, I trust myself. I trust what I understand. And you're not investing any trust in God or anybody else. If you invest trust in God, you believe it before you see it, before you feel it, mm-hmm. before you understand it, just because He said so.
Yeah.
If He said it's that way, then like Mary, you say, okay.
Okay.
Be it unto me yeah. according to thy word.
A lot of power in that little word. Okay.
Oh,
if you just learn to say it.
It pleases God. Yeah. It pleases God. I have the sense, Jeremy, that the enemy has lied to people watching the broadcast, waiting on this, waiting on that, waiting on the other. And that there are a number of people that could just choose to believe right now.
Yeah.
And just that quick.
They're a lot
choose
closer
to believe.
Than they
think
yes, they are.
They are. Yeah. Just choose to believe instead of waiting for this, waiting for that, waiting to understand this, waiting to understand that. I have the sense that there are some people that have had difficulty in their financial realm, in their business. It's just been one thing after another, one thing after another, month after month, and the enemy keeps convincing them that you got to wait till this and you got to wait till that. They need to release faith now and let some things happen. Let's agree with them. Yeah. Father, in the name
Thank
of Jesus,
you.
I want you to say this out loud with me. Those of you watching, you say it out loud with me. I'm not waiting for anything.
I'm not waiting for anything.
I choose to believe right now.
I choose to believe right now.
Satan, I bind you up.
Satan, I bind you up.
Take your hand off my finances.
Take your hand off my finances.
They're loosed into my life.
They're loosed into my life.
I believe I receive.
I believe I receive.
Abundance.
Abundance.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Also, there's somebody, more than one somebody, their leg has been having problems. They've had pain and they've had infection and inflammation. Mm-hmm. There are several legs that the Lord would heal right now. Don't
Thank
put it
you,
off
Lord.
Anymore. Just choose it right now. Say, I receive healing for my leg.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive healing for
Thank
my leg.
You, Jesus.
That anointing. And remember, we talked about this. God knew before He led us to minister this on this broadcast, He's not limited by time nor space. He knew what was going to happen. Legs are being healed. I can sense it in the thigh and in the knee and in the outside. It's been healed in
Thank
Jesus'
you,
name. Intestinal problems. You can put your hand on your stomach, on your midsection there.
Thank you,
there have
Lord.
Been some blockages and there have been some inflammation and infection and the start of some deadly diseases. Mm. We curse them. You need to say it out loud. I curse it in Jesus' name.
Curse
I command
Jesus
that to
name.
Die and dry up and
Thank
go away.
You,
blockages be dissolved. Be removed.
Be dissolved.
Inflammation
be removed.
And infection and swelling subside. Go down, be healed. Yes, you can. You can believe it right now.
Yes, you can.
Just choose to. And just say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help,
Thank you, Lord.
Help what I need to make it the rest of the way. He's doing it right now in Jesus' name. Necks and backs are being healed. Just put your hand on your neck or on your back. And I speak to that. Spine, be aligned. Discs, be normal and be healed. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's some healing flowing right up there in the top
thank
of
you,
the
Lord.
Back right now in Jesus'
in
name.
In the name of Jesus. Thank
oh,
you,
there's
Lord.
Been some people that have dealt with headaches. You've put up with it far too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crippling thing. Put your hand on your head, and we come against that. Whatever needs to be changed in the neck and in the skull and in the head and in the brain, be healed right now. In Jesus' name, you need to say, I believe it now.
I believe it now.
I choose to believe it.
I choose to believe
it. I believe I receive it.
I believe I receive
it. Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I believe a number of things are happening right now.
Amen.
As faith is being released.
Praise God.
And we're not waiting.
Yeah.
We're not being slow.
Right.
You know, too many times people just sit there and think, well, oh, that's interesting. Oh, yeah, I think about that.
I wonder if that's me.
That's not faith. That's not. Quit
yeah.
thinking
yeah.
and quit analyzing and quit reasoning and just say, I believe it right now.
Yeah.
I believe I receive it right now.
Yeah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Glory to God. Hey,
Thank
listen,
you, Lord.
Let us know. We want to rejoice with you. If
yeah.
that was you and the Lord was working in your body right then, come on, call us. Let us know. We got people here that want to rejoice with you over that. Mm. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm excited about what's happening
Amen.
Here. Miracles are happening. Good things are
yes,
going
sir.
On. And they're going to continue to happen. throughout these broadcasts.
Yeah.
And after the broadcast is over, they're going to continue to happen.
Yeah.
And just don't fall for the trick of the enemy and think and wait and mm-hmm. reason and wonder. Just say, I believe I receive it now. I release my faith right now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So Paul, when he saw the light on the road to Damascus, he changed. He was persuadable mm-hmm. when he got the revelation. But many others, like the first generation delivered out of Egyptian bondage, they chose not to. And even though a miracle begins to work in people's lives, you can choose at any time to look away from the Lord and look at the symptoms and problems mm-hmm. and begin to get bogged down in it again. It's a choice. Faith is a choice.
Yeah.
Fear is a choice. Unbelief is a choice. We remember that fear is why Peter didn't complete his water walk.
Yeah.
He got started.
Yeah.
Now, it's a miracle that you're walking on the water. Who could doubt that? And yet, he gets to looking at the wind and the waves. Something's always going to be there to distract you.
Yeah.
We got to develop powers of focus and concentration. Mm-hmm. I know one of the things that's helped me through the years is, you know, I got a body, I got finances, and symptoms and things can try to get your attention, but the Lord's helped me. I just don't pay much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Every little ache and pain and every little, what is this, what is that, I'm healed.
Yeah.
And I just keep working for the Lord. Yeah. And the stuff just falls off by the side.
Yeah.
But at any moment, you could focus, and the enemy likes to play games with you. You get an ache and a pain, and you go, ah. And one of the worst things you can do is go, I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
Well, the enemy will come and say, terminal cancer, you'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Wow.
No. And if you won't accept that, he'll back up to something else. Well, you got a lot of intestinal problems. You got this. And if you won't accept that, well, it's acute indigestion. He just keeps backing up yeah. until you go, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you have focused on what you're seeing and feeling, and you have chosen yeah. to fear that. You've chosen to believe that.
Yeah. People putting their symptoms in on the internet, finding out what they got, and then the 14,000 articles that have been written about it.
Oh.
You know, and the more you feed on that, I mean, you're literally
looking. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It'll feed fear.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, you want to be feeding your faith.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you're healed, doesn't matter what it was.
Yeah.
You're healed.
Yeah.
So it's the choice. I know we keep saying it, but it comes back to it. The only thing that makes us unable, the unbelief made the disciples unable to minister deliverance to that boy.
Mm.
But when he said, Lord, if you can do something, have compassion on us and help us, he said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Yeah.
All things. All things. I just got it in my spirit. Somebody's watching that's been dealing with depression and drugs. You've been relying heavily on the crutch of drugs to get you through the depression. And you can get free from that right
Amen.
Now. In Jesus' name, we're going to join faith with you.
Yeah.
And there's more than two or three on this. You need to say it out loud. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I resist this fear.
We resist this fear.
I resist this depression.
We resist depression.
I choose to believe.
We choose to believe.
Go from me.
Go from me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I receive peace.
I receive peace.
I receive healing.
Receive healing.
I am free.
I am free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We receive
hallelujah.
That from you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We receive that as a gift of your grace. And
glory
we lay hold of
God.
It by our faith in you.
Yes.
We thank you for it. Father, we give you praise
thank
for
you,
every
Father,
miracle that's happening right now
thank
in
you,
the lives
Lord.
Of people watching this all
thank
over
you,
the world.
Lord.
People watching it in
you.
This year. People watching it in the years to come.
Hey, thank
thank
you,
Lord, for being so gracious
thank you, thank
to
you,
us
you,
to do all that is in your heart to do. We
yes.
receive it. We thank you for it in Jesus',
Jesus
name.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Keith and I are out of time, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Don't ever short-circuit a miracle by trying to see it in progress. So many believers do that. They'll lay hands on someone and pray for healing or deliverance, and then, when they don't see any immediate outward change take place, they'll withdraw their faith and assume nothing happened. Next time you're tempted to evaluate what God is doing by the looks of things, don't do it. Remember instead that it is faith, not appearances, that makes miracles happen. It's the only real evidence you need.
My name is Sue Ratka. I'm from Hastings, Minnesota. I have been a partner with KCM for many years. I don't even remember the first year, but it's a long time. And I came to a Kenneth Copeland conference. I was so affected by the Holy Spirit outpouring of love that came from Kenneth and Gloria and many others who were also speaking, that I wanted to be a part of that. So I was attacked with rheumatoid arthritis in 1995, and it's a very debilitating disease. It's a chronic disease that, according to the medical world, is not a curable disease. And that just wasn't good enough. And it kept getting worse, however, and I was praying, etc. But then after being here and going to Gloria's healing school, I realized, wow, I don't have to put up with this anymore. And I just stood on his word as Gloria and Kenneth preached and refused to budge from that. And God is faithful. He himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, and I just saw it all in the back of Jesus. I saw his joints all gnarled up and his feet and hands and body attacked with it, because he was when he received those 39 stripes. One of those was for rheumatoid arthritis, and he took it away. And now I don't have it anymore, because he had it and took it back into the pit of hell. And then after the healing school, I could tell a big difference. I knew something big had happened. And I went up and I gave a testimony at that time and said, I know this disease is out the window, and it doesn't even have a chance in my body anymore. And so I've still been taking just minimal amounts of medication, and now I've gone back and blood tests are just totally normal. So praise God. It was progressive, and I could tell there was a huge amount of this that was just eradicated completely through the prayers. And then it continued to just lessen and lessen and lessen until I had absolutely no pain at all. And so I'm just praising God constantly for healing me. And I made some dietary changes too. And this has just been the victory of Jesus Christ. We've been claiming the word as far as Kenneth teaches a lot about writing the declarations and then praying over that and the scripture and then putting it up on your fridge or someplace that you'll see it. So we have about 7 or 8 declarations on our fridge right now, most of which have all taken place. For example, 3.5 years ago, my husband was laid off at the position he had. And I'll never forget the day he came home, he said, you know, I will never have a job as good as this again. And I said, you're right, honey, you're going to have a better one. And we called up Kenneth Copeland Ministries. They prayed with us, led us to Psalm 112. And we stood on that psalm every day. And within 5 to 6 weeks maximum, it was probably a little less than that, he had 2 tremendous job offers. It was difficult to even decide which one. They were both so magnificent. And that was all God. And we've praised him constantly for that. Jesus is the reason I am so happy, because he is life. And he is life abundantly. And he has brought us life abundantly. And Kenneth Copeland Ministries has brought us new revelations and ministered that life to us. And we are enjoying the blessing without measure. One of the verses we stand on constantly in our family, thanks be to God who gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that victory through Jesus. The victory is ours.
As many of you know, every Friday on this broadcast is Offering Day. This is something the Lord instructed my grandfather in years ago. And Brother Keith, I've asked you, sir, to just take us into the Word, and as we prepare to give and sow our seed, what would the Lord have us do?
I'd very much like that, Jeremy. I want to ask those watching, partners, were you a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries in the 70s? Because if you were, I want to thank you personally, because God used you to help the Copelands minister the word to many people like me, Phyllis and I. we were in a little meeting there in Jackson, Mississippi, and then we got a hold of some materials that some people got to us, changed our life forever. We got a hold of the Word of Faith for the first time through this ministry, and I am so thankful for it. Praise because God. It reminds me of what Peter said, the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Through material money seed, you can help the incorruptible seed of the Word go forth. And currency and silver and gold and everything down here is very temporary. It'll all be gone. But that seed that was preached and taught, that was financed by these partners, that's forever.
Yeah.
That will never go away.
Praise the Lord.
And so we want to pray over your offering and prepare to minister that. Let's just do it right
now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we sow our seed into good ground. And we say it will produce 30, 60, 100 fold of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, the anointed Word of God, going around the world to your glory. And we say, so be it.
Praise
in Jesus' name. And we believe we receive a manifold harvest coming back on the people. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And those of you who have been partners with this ministry for so long, on behalf of my grandparents, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. The Lord has so demonstrated Himself and His faithfulness, and He's done it through you. And like the Scripture says, you have caused much thanksgiving to abound towards Him. So we bless you today in the name of Jesus. Hey, listen, get in church this weekend. Find one that's preaching Jesus, that's preaching the Word, and bring your supply to it. You've got a part to play there. And when you come together with other believers, it's supposed to have an impact on your life and the body at large. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, we're going to be on this broadcast again next week, so I invite you to join Brother Keith and I as we continue to talk about faith for miracles. You don't want to miss this.
Right.
Thanks so much for joining us today and all this week. This is Jeremy Pearsons and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Monday on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Faith is not optional. It's required. The Scripture says, he that comes to God must believe.